Chapter 11. McClinton Middle School ain't the kind of place where you want the lunch ladies mad at you. No matter how bad the food looks or smells, you best keep your mouth shut. If you don't, you can end up with hair in your spaghetti, pencil shavings in your pizza, pepper in your milk. Well, something's got into Charlize today. She acts like them lunch ladies won't cause her no trouble. When she goes to the line, she says the hamburgers look like burnt dog doo-doo. Miss Brown, the lunch lady who's serving, don't say nothing. She just clears her throat and runs her hands through her short gray hair. By the time Charlize gets out the line, there it is. Lettuce in her milk. Dried up food on her fork. Something indescribable on her hamburger bun. Me and her can't figure out what it is, but we think it used to be alive. I bring my own lunch from home, and I tell Char she can have it. Today I got a bologna sandwich. Char don't want no part of it. She slams her lunch tray down on the table. The whole place gets quiet. They better give me some decent food! She yells loud enough for all the lunch ladies to hear. Miss Brown just keeps stirring peas and wiping sweat. Move out of my way, Charles says to a girl sitting at the table. She don't even give the girl a chance to move before she flicks a handful of them greasy, rock-hard peas in her face and dares her to say something about it. The girl knows what's good for her. She wipes the slimy pea juice off her chin and moves on. Serves you right, Char says, drying her wet hands on my backpack. Next time, she'll get out of my way before I ask. They're gonna give me what I pay for, Char says. She shoves her lunch tray at me so fast, it almost slides off the table. Take it back, Malika. Tell him I want another plate, now. I look at Charlize like she's crazy. They won't take it from me. You know that, Char, I say in a dry, shaky voice. Charlize doesn't say nothing at first. She just stares at me without blinking for the longest time. Do I have to jack you up right here in front of everybody? She asks, slapping one of the twins' thigh. I said you could have my bologna sandwich, I say. But Char turns to me with her hands on her hips and a face that says, I know you ain't talking to me. I don't have no choice. I pick up her tray and get back in line. It seems like 20 kids are in front of me. By the time I get to Miss Brown again, my stomach is growling. Miss Brown ain't smiling one little bit when she sees Char's tray. I tell her what the problem is. She says she'll take back the food, only not from me. Char starts yelling at me from way back in the lunchroom. Everybody can hear her. Our teacher tells her to shut up, but the teacher can't make Char's eyes stop digging into me. Miss Brown cuts me a break and starts throwing the old food in the trash. I stop her when she gets to the hamburger bun with that stuff on top. Leave it, I say quietly. She looks like she wants to say something else. Then she waves her hand at me, looks at the kid in the line after me, and says, next. Char's yelling, hurry up, Malika. I take the tray with the same old hamburger bun on it over to the side of the cafeteria where the ketchup and mustard packs are. I scrape the yuck off the top of the bun and smear it on top of Char's hamburger. Then I squeeze ketchup and mustard on the meat and take the whole thing to Char. Char snatches the tray out of my hand. She opens up the hamburger bun and picks up the meat. She puts it to her nose and sniffs it like she does to all of her food. Then she drops the burger back on the bun and covers it with the other piece of bread. What? You think she's spinning it? Raina asks. Please, just eat so we can go. Char laughs and takes a big bite. Get lost, Malika, she says with her mouth full. I don't ask no questions. I pick up my lunch bag and head for another table with this big grin on my face. Devda is over in the corner by herself, so I go and sit with her. Soon as I get there, my sandwich falls out of the paper bag and onto the floor. Mama loves salad oil. She thinks it's good for your heart. Sometimes, like today, she gets a little heavy-handed with it, and it leaks all over the place. Devda leans down and picks up my sandwich and hands it to me. I wipe off the cellophane with a tissue, unwrap it, and start eating. While my mouth is stuffed with bologna and bread, Caleb comes over and starts telling me how good I look. Oil is oozing out the sides of my mouth as quick as I can wipe it off. Caleb don't seem to notice. He just keeps right on talking. I need to talk to you, Malika, he says, taking a napkin and wiping some oil off my chin. I tell Caleb I've got to talk to him some other time, that me and Devda are going over homework right now. He says he'll talk to me later and heads out of the lunchroom. Charlie stops him before he goes. She's all up in his face. He doesn't pay her no mind. He just keeps on stepping. Sometimes I can't help but wonder if Charlize wants Caleb because she knows he wants me. Devda acts like I really meant what I said about her and me doing homework. She starts asking me if I've done the math homework, which I haven't, of course. But that don't stop Devda. She pulls out the homework anyhow and asks me 10,000 questions about the math problems. They are as easy as pie, and I tell her so. Before I know it, I'm doing the work for her. If the homework's so easy, why didn't you do it last night? She wants to know. Don't go there, I say. I worked on them problems for 3 hours straight, Desda says, stuffing chips in her mouth. After that, I finally gave up and started watching TV. Desda's homework paper starts to spot from her greasy fingers. 20 minutes later, we head for the door. Char's still sitting at the front of the cafeteria. Boys are crowded around so that all you can see is them purple shoes of hers and that tight black designer skirt. When she stands up to leave, one boy puts his arms around her waist and whispers something in her ear. She laughs, but you can tell she's faking it. She puts on her sunglasses and walks toward the door with them boys following her like she's a movie star. Before she leaves, she looks over my way and pulls her sunglasses down past her nose, still leaning on her top lip. She stares me down and whispers something to one of the twins and keeps on stepping. Ignore her, Desda says. The next thing I know, Raisa is coming my way. Char wants to know if you've done her math. I reach in my book bag and pull out some papers. Char and them are in a different math class than me. It's a class for kids who don't have a clue what's going on. I hand the homework to Raisa. I didn't have time to do the social studies, I say, lying through my teeth. The social studies paper is still in my bag. It's the first time I don't give Char what she asked for. Did you do mine and my sister's? Raisa wants to know. I hand the other math papers to her. As we leave the lunchroom, Desda says I shouldn't do nothing for them. Yeah, right, I say.